Welcome back. I'm Jeff MacArthur. And if you've been debating or thinking about getting an EV, an electric vehicle, and really who hasn't with gas prices lately, Justin Trudeau with a notable announcement in BC, the Prime Minister saying that he wants to make it easier for Canadians to actually get into and drive EVs. David Booth is the senior writer for Post Media Driving, and he joins us now for more on this. David, good afternoon, and nice to have you back with us.
Nice to be back, Jeff.
All right. There's some ambitious targets that the government, David, has put into place when it comes to EVs for the coming years. Can you maybe give us some further detail as to just how the government plans to get more Canadians into EVs?
Well, they're going to throw a whole bunch of money at it. They're expanding the amount total that will be available as an incentive throughout Canada to buy an EV. It's $5,000. Whether that gets them to the 20% that they want by 2026 is really difficult for me to imagine, because virtually all of the action in EVs right now is in the luxury segments. There are no affordable EVs unless, it's affordable if you're in Quebec, where between the governments, the provincial government subsidy and the federal subsidy, you get $12,000 off. But the cheapest EVs in Canada right now are $45,000. And the real action is on the high end with $140,000 Hummers and $60,000 and $70,000 and $80,000 pickup trucks that are coming shortly that will be electrically powered. Mm-hmm. The number of cars that have been announced, at 35 or 30,000 that are battery powered are exactly zero. And how he expects to get 20% of sales all in the luxury segment. I mean, basically he needs to get, I'd have to do an exact calculation, but he needs to get 3/4 of all the luxury cars sold in Canada to be EVs if he wants to get 20% of the total market share to be electric by 2026.
Yeah, David, why is it there's been such a concentration by manufacturers on quote-unquote luxury EVs that there isn't one of those $30,000 or $35,000 EVs available yet? Is it just because the markup's bigger on these luxury vehicles and that these manufacturers can make their investment back quicker?
I think it's the exact opposite. In fact, I don't think they're making very much money on the base models at all. And in fact, they're not promoting them. What the anomaly here is that the advertised price on the lowest cost ones are always in the $44,999 arena. And then the way the incentive dictates is that you can go up to $60,000 or $65,000 depending on what trim levels you add. So as long as the base car is under 45 large, you can buy a $55,000 version. And so even though, $45,000 isn't cheap, they'd sell very, very few of those base model cars. So for instance, a Kia EV6 starts at $44,995, I think, but the real action is in a model that costs $62,000. And the reason for that is batteries are still very expensive. We've been told for the last 5 years that battery costs will keep diminishing until EVs are the same price, price competitive, they said, with gas cars. And that just hasn't happened. This Russian war has with Ukraine has made things much worse. Everything's in short supply. The fact that we have to get way more nickel and cobalt and magnesium and lithium has basically caused the cost savings that people predicted to stall out completely. So if you had my best guess, in the next 3 years, we'll see maybe one or two very small EVs with short ranges in the 37,000 to 38,000. But the concept that you can buy a $25,000 EV that's equivalent to a Honda Civic is some distance off. So I don't know how he's going to make his targets. I don't.
Okay, you mentioned that $5,000 incentive announced by the Prime Minister yesterday. That brings it up to roughly $12,000 in Quebec.
And there's a little more, somewhere between five, 5,000 and 6,000 available in British Columbia, but there's no provincial subsidy here in Ontario.
Well, that was my next question. Is there going to be pressure on the next government to bring in a subsidy that might rival something like we're seeing in Quebec and elsewhere?
You know, I'm surprised there isn't one already. Doug Ford famously canceled it, the previous government's subsidy. I think it was $5,000 as well, claiming they were all going to Tesla owners who were rich and undeserving of subsidization. He might have had a point there. On the other hand, he's subsidized, with Ontario taxpayer dollars, Ford building an EV plant or converting Oakville to EVs, and then also Stellantis building an EV plant or a battery plant, I should say, in Windsor. So he's got a lot of vested interest in seeing EVs be successful in Ontario, and yet there hasn't been any talk of actually subsidizing them here. So, you know, I mean, logic would seem to dictate that he would reverse course, but I would have thought he's done it already. He certainly hasn't made it an announcement of that it will be a campaign promise. So I'm sorry, I can't make a prediction there.
Yeah, but, you know, that's some good insight there. You're absolutely right. There's been a lot of government investment subsidies in things like that battery plant in Windsor. And, I think a lot of Ontario consumers and customers are looking for something as similar like was offered by the federal government yesterday with this $5,000 subsidy, if you will, or rebate for an EV. Having said that, though, David, is the biggest investment, does it need to be made in the infrastructure? Do we have enough infrastructure when it comes to being able to refill or recharge EVs?
Well, no, we don't. I will say something that will not sound partisan to the Trudeau politics and say that we should be spending a lot less convincing consumers to buy a car for their private use than we should be spending on the infrastructure that they can use that car. I mean, you know, all the numbers I've seen say that even today, and even though the government says that we're already at 5% electric cars, they're fudging the numbers a little bit. That's including plug-in hybrids. Battery electrics are at 3.7% at the end of last year, which is good, but certainly not as fast that tells us it's going to get to 20% in 4 years. But anyways, even that infrastructure is starting to get overwhelmed. That number of sales is getting overwhelmed by the infrastructure. A 20% sales volume of cars in 4 years will totally overwhelm what I see as the plans that the various levels of government are putting forward. One could argue that we shouldn't be subsidizing anything. Let the market demand. There's plenty of people that say that. I would say if you're going to subsidize anything, subsidize the infrastructure, because there's one thing worse than not selling enough electric cars. That's selling too many electric cars and you have nowhere to charge them.
Right.
That will be a disaster. That will be an unmitigated disaster.
To that point, last week's budget included $400 million earmarked over 5 years to expand charging infrastructure throughout the country. Just finally, with these sales mandates, you mentioned 2026. They're also talking by 2030 that 60% of vehicle sales will be electric. From your laughter, I know the answer to this next question. 100% by 2035. I mean, all new car sales by 2035, which is just a little over 10 years from now, will be EV, electric vehicles. Are we getting there, do you think?
Well, again, remember that the government likes to fudge the numbers. On the one hand, they say we're like over 5% now. But again, that includes plug-in hybrids that they won't count in 2035 as 100% EVs. We're actually at, like I said, 3.7. I'm going to be doing a story so I can actually try to imagine the level of growth you'll need every year in EV sales that will do that, will get you to that point. Quebec and BC have done a wondrous job at getting their numbers up. They're the two provinces with the most the most EVs in them. Slightly less than 10%, I think, for British Columbia, slightly more than 10% for Quebec, or it might be reversed. But they've done a pretty good job. But they've tossed a lot of money at it. If their example is right, and the only way we can get to 60% by 2030 is everybody gets somewhere between $8,000 and $10,000 for every new car, every new, one of those new 60% of new cars sold. That's a lot of money. I mean, our market is 2 million cars. 60% of that is 1.2 million. Multiply that by 10,000. That's a lot of zeros.
You bet. David, appreciate the time and the insight as always. Thank you so much for this, and we will talk again soon.
Thank you very much for having me.
You bet. David Booth is a senior writer for Post Media Driving, and we are back after this. Stay with us. You're listening to The Jeff MacArthur Show.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.